Iraqi forces today peacefully withdrew from several frontline positions along the dividing line between Baghdad-controlled Iraq and the autonomous Kurdish enclave. The move came after Iraqi troops clashed yesterday with the Kurdish militia in what may have been the first ground battle between the two sides. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kanilan, Iraq.
Like many of the other Kurdish residents of this village, Samia Mohammed says she's thrilled at the arrival yesterday of Kurdish militia fighters known as Peshmerga.
Yes, they are very happy, you see. Because they have the same tongue, we are all Kurdish, because of that we like that Peshmerga is here.
The Kurds are calling Kanilan the first liberated village of the Northern Front. It changed hands yesterday after several days of American airstrikes against Iraqi bunkers and trenches located several hundred yards from Samia's house. Sometime in the afternoon, Kurdish officials say, the Iraqis began rotating in a new batch of soldiers, Kurdish General Serbest Babiri.
They were busy with replacing their units. And during this operation, during the operation of the replacing each other, they fired at the Peshmerga troops. And Peshmerga troops, by their turn, fired at them.
Residents say a firefight involving some heavy artillery then lasted for several hours. At some point, U.S. warplanes were called in against the Iraqi forces. Today, less than a mile from Kanilan, the wreckage of three Iraqi military trucks still stood smoking after each had apparently suffered direct hits from American jets. Kurdish fighters claimed scores of Iraqis were killed here by the airstrikes. When they found two more dead Iraqi soldiers hidden in the weeds, one Kurdish man stood over the bodies and yelled.
Saddam dictator! Saddam dictator!
General Babiri claimed since yesterday, Iraqi forces had retreated at least 10 miles in the direction of the Iraqi-held city of Mosul. This afternoon, however, a brief but furious gun battle rang out when a truckload of Iraqi soldiers approached. Kurdish fighters stopped the truck and were later seen capturing four Iraqis, including one man who they said was a colonel. Monitoring the entire situation were more than a dozen U.S. Special Forces soldiers on a nearby hilltop. At this vantage point, the American troops had set up several mortars and sniper positions. With the help of Kurdish fighters, they appeared to be mapping out the newly captured territory. Meanwhile, less than a half hour's drive away, residents of the frontline Kurdish town of Kalak celebrated just before sunset, when Iraqi troops occupying a neighboring ridge abruptly withdrew some 2 to 3 miles, this time without firing a shot. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kanilan, Iraq.